Shir Ayin Bava Kama, Test Vav Iyar HaTov Shin Mem Gimel, April 28, 1983, on Thursday, continued.
Ma'adim plus the six highest airbase, Ari Zeyv Noma Ba'alas, Ari Zeyv Noma Ba'alas and Nochosh, so it's 11. So he says, because it's a highly unusual phenomenon for these day highest to be the issue. So he says, because of that, so even though the time of the Tzeres HaKosov of Shem Rebbe of Bia Bizdiachir does not apply in regard to these highest airfields, but if these highest airfields have been between the issue, Then we say, in as much as the Zerasakosov is not a naked Zerasakosov like for Adonai, but it's a Zerasakosov that is based upon a certain rationale. So, Mimela, since that rationale doesn't apply to highest airways, and the highest airway, in the highest airways have been a usual phenomenon, so then we would say the Zerasakosov doesn't apply. Mashiach came in view of the fact that the highest airfields represent an unusual phenomenon, so then we say, even in regard to the derisa, that a Torah lechol, whenever the Torah mentions the same thing as Zerasakosov, even though the Zerasakosov is based upon the rationale, it's not the Zerasakosov like Torah Kodom. And the svore is the gist of the Zerasakosov. The reason is why he's put up, because there is no fear. So suppose there is a situation where he is a Peshaya, so it depends. If the exception represents a frequent phenomenon, so then we say, in as much as the Tzeres HaKosov is based upon a rationale, and that rationale doesn't apply to this exceptional situation, so the Tzeres HaKosov doesn't apply. See, Mashiach came, if it's an unusual phenomenon, so then we say, HaTeimah L'Cholko, Loi Pruk. In other words, we say we prove in respect to the rights. In other words, it's the concept of the proof that the Gemara mentions many times in respect to the Takonis HaChomim, so the Yamsha Shlomo applies it to the rights as well. I mean, this is what the Yamsha Shlomo says. Alright, this is what the Yamsha Shlomo says in his own, from his own point of view. So he says that bridge, but actually it's a big chidesh. I mean, to say in the eyes that the word Tzeres HaKosov is based upon a certain rationale, a certain concept, and it's not a bare Tzeres HaKosov like for Adonai. In other words, the Tzeres HaKosov is the clarity of the principle. In other words, Shem Regla, Potomishus Rabbi, because there is no Pshir by the Bible. So the Melech should follow in a case where there is a Pshir, let's say, highest airfields, he should be higher. So he says, no, there is a concept of Roy Plunk in the Reinset too, in regard to an exception that is an unusual phenomenon. But I think we can give another tariff on that. In other words, we had in the Gemara, the Gemara that you doubt, on the doubt. So we had a machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Elazar. As to whether Hatzara Shufim is Chayel Hashem Rebbe or Hatzara Shufim is not Chayel Hashem Rebbe. And then the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the Kashi, Yach the Blazer, Omer Lach the Blazer, Rafi Dal Dal Dal, Vititbere Masnit and Milutrike, Vatan Yavo, Kolon Yisrael, Rav Shifni, Roz Arim, Rav Zokin, Kol Shehu Vishus Lumitek, Lo Lumazik Chayel, Bichol, Kimadik Lo Lumitek, Pota Miko, Lo Zer Lo Zer, Ki Hatzara Shufim, Vatiko, Pota Bo, Lo Hashem, Lo Lareto, Vala Ngiha, Vala Ngiha, Vala Ngiha, Vala Ngiha, Vala Ngiha, Tam Yishal, Chotzinezek, Mo Yishal, Yisholem, Lo Lo Zer, Lo Lo Zer, Ki Chotzish Nishal Shneem, Chayel, Vala Shem, Vala Ngiha, 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 Vala Ng כי תעלי בכל המלכת לספרסם ובסה בין פיינס בין נשבור היי דרבי יסי בכל המלכת לפיינס ונכנס נשבור וגע בשם הבא לכל המלכת די כנעם ביתון הוכל בין לפינדק וביתון הוסם בין לביקו שמע, מאסק פה רב סגרה כי נכנס לפיינס כי נכנס לפיינס הופכים המלביה בזה אחר רואה כעוד הבעיה כי נכנס נשבור עם יחד חומדי sondern so wie er wieder nach Rikes between Rav Zeire in der Baie and Tises darf you give what is very so he says according to the Gilse that's the Gilse we have to give more with his Tore Masli the Mille Krike so that means that the Machlikes between the Shakur Vital between Rav Zeire and the Baie is the Machlikes between Rav Rikes and Rav Rikes. In other words, there is a machleiket between Rav Chizkiya and Rav Zeire, as the Chotzerashut in Yischayet, or Chotzerashut in Yispoter. And it means that according to this Gers, and that's the Gers of Moshe Rishayim, V'tizbara Masnissi Miloitvide, because there is another Gers, V'tizbara Masnissi Miloitvide. We discussed it on the last year before Pesach. So, but the Gers in Moshe Rishayim, and that's the Gers in our Gemara, now it is, is the Tisbara Masnita Miloitvike. So according to this Gilse, the Tisbara Masnita Miloitvike, so the Machlekes between Rav Chizde and Rav Elezer, Rav Chizde saying, Chotrashut is Chayal Shem Reilu, Rav Elezer saying, Chotrashut is Potal Shem Reilu, so involves the Machlekes, involves the Shakla Vitalia between Rav Zeire and Rabai. Because according to Rav Chizde, so when we say Chotzer HaShutvim is Chayav Shem Reilu, what kind of a Chotzer HaShutvim does Rav Chizde reference to? So he has reference to the Chotzer HaShutvim that is Miyuchedes Lozeh V'Lozeh L'Peres Ve'inu Miyuchedes L'Shvorim. It's Miyuchedes, it belongs in regard to Shvorim, so it only belongs to the Nizek. Let's say, woman and children. So, let's say there is a certain chotzer. So that chotzer is miyuchet lishvorim only to Shimon. Shimon has a right to keep in that, to keep his share in that chotzer. But Reuven does not have a right to keep his share in that chotzer. Reuven does not have a right to keep his share in that chotzer. And as far as keeping Peres is concerned, so it's coming to both. It's Miyuchedes Lozeh Lozeh. Miyuchedes Lozeh Lozeh LePeres. But in regard to Shvorim, so it's only Miyuched for Shimon, for the Nisim. Then Reuven Sheia, so went into that Chotzer, which is Miyuched LePeres for both, and for Shvorim, only for Shimon, and ate up Shimon's parents. So Rav Chizde says, in such a case, Reuven is Chayev, and Elazar says, he's what? So, Rav Zeire asked the Kashi, Kim v'nechenes l'peiretz, ho'pilino nubia b'zeachel reke, how can Reuven be Chayev? For the Hezek, done by his share to Shimon's parents, but the Torah says, only nubia b'zeachel is Chayev. Here, the Sode, the Chotzer, belongs to Shimon the Nizek and to Reuven, insofar as payments are concerned. So Reuven has a right to keep his payments in the Chotzer, and Shimon has a right to keep his payments in the Chotzer. So Shimon does not have the exclusive right to keep his payments. Reuven has an equal right to keep his payments too. So it's not the Acher, it's not so the Shimon. That's why Rav Zeire has. So Amore Abaye, Kim de Mechenes Mishvorim, Zdeyachat Kosis. So that's the Machlekes between Rav Chizde and Rav Elezer. The same Shakur Italia between Rav Zeire, the same Machlekes as between Rav Zeire and Abaye. So in other words, Rav Chizde agrees with Abaye, and Rav Elezer agrees with Rav Zeire. In other words, if it's Yisodet, a chotzer that is miyuchedes l'mazniku l'nizek l'peiretz, but as far as shvorim, so it's miyuchedes only for the Mise, in other words, Ruben and Shimon. Ruben is the Mazak, Shimon is the Mise. Ruben and Shimon own that Chotzer for parents. But Shimon owns the Chotzer. Shimon has the exclusive right to keep his share there. Ruben does not have the right to keep his share there. So clearly, Ruben share, who has no right to enter that Chotzer, so enters the Chotzer. That is the Chotzer of Ruben and Shimon for Perez. So according to Abaye, Itzubiyah is the Achim. So Itzubiyah is the Achim. Ki bin Yecheles Lishvorim. Because in regard to Shvorim, it belongs only to the Mizeh. According to Rav Zeire, since it is only, both have the right to Perez, so it's not to be a Mizeh. Now, so, I think that, I mean, it's our Pisvore in powers. Now, let's say, if we say, now Rav Zeire Svore, and this is the Shite of Rebelezer. Now, how do we pass? How does the Rambam pass? How do all the Mishnah pass? The old pass like a priest, like a bayit, not like Rav Zeire, not like Rav Zeire. So that means, all the Mishnah, the Rambam, and all the Mishnah pass like a priest and like a bayit. That the chotzer that is miyuchedes l'peiros to both, but they are miyuchedes l'shvorim to both, only to the mizek. So we pass like a bayim, like a priest there, that it is considered that is chayav, shem regel is chayav. Now, if we say like a priest there, then we can understand the rif's word. That Ixeres HaKosuf, who be of the Achayel, is not Ixeres HaKosuf like Boradon. It's Ixeres HaKosuf that is the clarity of a certain concept, of a certain rationale. In other words, why is Shem the Rebbe Potter Mishis Rabbi? Because the owner is not negligent. The Torah does not expect the owner to keep following up the behavior in the Mishis Rabbi. So he has a right to let the behavior go in the Mishis Rabbi. He doesn't have to walk after it. After the Behime, and hold on to the Behime so that the Behime wouldn't keep payments. So the Mele, the owner is not negligent, so it's the fault of the Mizek. He shouldn't have left the payments in Rosh Hashanah, because he should anticipate the possibility a Behime might pass by and need other payments. So then we understand, if we say like the Mizek, that it's not supposed to like for Adam. It's a kosu in dietary times, but it's a kosu that he has a time, a swap. In other words, he's part of Rosh Hashanah because he's not negligent. And Rosh Hashanah is hired because he is negligent. So the Mele, in the case of Chotzer Miyuchedes repairs, that Ruben and Shimon, so it's Miyuchedes repairs. So they both have to own the chotzer. They have a right to keep their papers there. But in Michael's Lishvoi, only the Mizek has the right to keep his share. But the Mazik Ruben Shimon has the right to keep his share in the chotzer. But Ruben does not have any right to keep the share in the chotzer. Ruben only has the right to keep his papers there. So in the case where Ruben's share entered the chotzer, Does Ruben, and eight options Peres, does Ruben have a right to let the Shea go into the Chotzer? No! It's in Michael's Shvorim. It's only Yuchet for Shimon in Michael's Shvorim. Only Shimon has the right to keep his Shea there. But Ruben has no right to keep his Shea in the Chotzer. So in Meirei, was Ruben negligent? Of course he was negligent. It's in Michael's Shvorim. So it's only Shimon is the only one who has the right to let his share stay in that chotzer. But Ruben has no right to let his share go to that chotzer. So the Mele is negligent. If he's negligent, so he's chayev. So he's considered to be a bizdeacher. Because the gist of the Xeras HaKosov, who be a bizdeacher of the Shizrabim, is not a question of Rishus HaMizek versus Rishus HaRabim. It's a question of yes, negligent or not negligent. So in other words, so Pirshus HaMizek, he is negligent. Pirshus HaRabim is not negligent. So mainly we have to consider it from that perspective, whether he is negligent or he is not negligent. So Mele, Rachis the Dabaya say, if it's in Yechede, Echotzea, that is Yechede's Lepeiris, if both Rumen and Shimon, the Mazik and the Nizek, have the right to keep the Peiris in the Chotzea, then in Yechede's Lishvogin, only the Nizek, only Shimon has the right to keep Ishea. Rumen does not have the right to keep Ishea. So now, is it the Chotzea Nizek or is it the Rishis Rabbi? So we say, but that takes us a kosuv, that makes a distinction between Chotzer HaNizek as such, or Chotzer HaNizek as such. It's not a question of Chotzer HaNizek as such, or Chotzer HaNizek as such. It's a question, is he negligent? No, he's not negligent. Now, in this case of the Chotzer HaMiuchedes, the Peiris and Yechedes Lishvorim, of course he's negligent. It's in Yechedes Lishvorim. It's in the exclusive Rishus in regard to Shvorim, it's the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek. The Mazik has no Rishus. So he's negligent. He let Ishaya go there. Oh, but Mashim came, Rav Zeire, he has the Kashe, and he agrees with Chedoreza. He even the Chedoreza Peretz, hoping on the deal with the Chedoreza. Rav Zeire holds no. It's a kosu from Kriya Bizviachir is a regular Zerzakosu, like any other Zerzakosu. It is not to be explained by means of any rationale of any smaller. The Zerzakosu is not the clarity of the concept, because the Shisarabim, he is not negligent. Whether he is negligent or he is not negligent, it doesn't make any difference. It's a Zerzakosu pure and simple. Like Porado, that's all. It's not for us. We can make time, but the Tav is not the gist of the Aloch, it's not the good Aloch, the Tav. So the Melech is a Zerzakosov, the regular Zerzakosov. So the Melech that he is only higher, he is only higher in Yoshua Samizek. So the Melech Hashira says, if it is a regular Zerzakosov, that is only higher in Yoshua Samizek, so how can you be the higher being? But it's not Rishis HaNizek in regard to Peiris. It belongs to both. So it's not exclusively Chotzer HaNizek. So that's the machlokes between Rav Zeire and Abaye. I mean, why does Rav Zeire say that it's not Chotzer HaNizek? Because according to Rav Zeire, and according to Rav Zeire, it's Exeris HaKosov. It has to be Shemirekeli Yishayet. Only Rishis HaNizek, that's all. Only Rishis HaNizek, without any swallows. So the Melech, if it's Yechedes Lepeiris to both, so it's not Chotzer HaNizek. Chotzer HaNizek means Kirke Bashmoel. It's the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek. This is not the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek. It's a joint Rishus of the Nizek and the Mazik. So it's not Chotzer HaNizek. Mashenke. Abaye, Rachidah, they say, no, this is a Zerzakosov, it's not a Zerzakosov like Koradume, it's declaratory of a certain principle, of a certain rationale, because the Rishis HaNizek is not negligent, and the Rishis HaNizek is negligent. So it doesn't make a difference whether he's the exclusive Rishis of the Nizek, as long as the Mazik is negligent. And since we got Ishvori, the Mazik Rumen has no right to let Ishaya stay in that Chotzer. Only Shimon has the right to keep Ishaya. So the Melech, the Mazik is negligent. He's negligent. He's in Ishaya. So he's hired to pay. So the Melech, apparently, the Rif and the Rambam, they hold that this Aloch, the Shmuel, that Shmuel says, So Yashchon asks a very strong kasha against Shmuel. But can we say that he's not Pesheya? When he lets the lion roam around in the street, he is the most dangerous, negligent person that one could conceive. The answer is no. Shmuel agrees with Rav Zeire and with Chedoreza that Yechedes Lepeiris and Yechedes Lishvorim, so he's potter al shem rebbe. In other words, that it is just Exeris HaKosov. It's not based upon the svore of Urchel, who is not negligent. It's Exeris HaKosov. So the Exeris HaKosov, is negligent, and of course he's a Roshe. This person is a Roshe. But that doesn't mean that he should hire the Shulchan. So he's still a Tzivos HaKosu, he's Potabut HaShulchan. So the Gemara has certain kashes from the Braise, and so the Gemara says, well, it's not in Kotode. So the Rif and the Rambam, they are Mashmit, and the Rambam not only he's Mashmit, he mentions the price of Chayosh and Nichmuzo, and he doesn't say he's not in Kotode. He doesn't mention it in Kotode. Why? Because he holds that all these who keep this, that's only a little Shmuel, who agrees with Chavzeira and Rav Elezer, but since we pass like a Abaye and Rav Chisda, so maybe it's not a question of Chotzer HaNizek as such, or Rishus HaRavim as such. It's a question, yes negligent or no negligent, no, or no negligence. So in this case, of Ari, so true, it's Uche, fine, but he's certainly negligent. Adarabe, because it's Uche. So melee he's negligent to the nth degree. So melee, even though so Shemelo itself is Chayavish as a Rabbi. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it as well. Alright, now I just want to mention one more thing that I mentioned already at the beginning. So far we have two Shitas Rishis. The Shita of Tinsus is that in regard to Nochosh, he's Chayav on his core of Hegel. The Shita of the Rambam is that he's chayev, on the score of Karen. Then there is the shite of the Rashbo at the beginning of the Kare. The Rashbo says that Nochosh is chayev in the Rishonim in every form of Hezek, but whereas Tinsa says that Nochosh is chayev only on the score of Regel, not on the score of Shem. Why not on the score of Shem? Because it will be more in times. The philosophy of so all the highest will have a convention, and all the highest will say, I mean, it's in a figurative way. It's because the Nisa Mashiach, so the God says we kept it. So then, all the highest theophilies, who have been highest theophilies throughout the millennia, so the Nisa Mashiach will become civilized and disciplined, and they will not be tearing. In other words, all the heretofore carnivorous animals in Nisa Mashiach will become herbivorous, as the Novi says. So Mele, the Gemara says the Chayis, that all the Chayis will have a convention, and then they'll ask the Nochosh, Bishlemi, we understand, we can. There is a psychological reason as to why we are tearing, because we have annoyed, but you, why did you bite? You didn't enjoy it. So the Gemara in Tani says that there is an analogy between the Baal Lashon Hara, and the Nochosh. In other words, the Baal Lashon Hara, I mean, some of the media people, I mean, it's analogous to the Baal Lashon Hara. So they try to destroy a person without him getting the benefit themselves, just to destroy a person. So in the way, so that is, that Moritanis says that the Avera of the Baal Lashon Hara is more serious than the Avera of anybody else, because he bears an analogy to the Nochosh. Don't even enjoy. He doesn't even divide any physical pleasure. So because of that, Pesach says that Nochosh is not Shem, Nochosh is Chaya. So the Rashbo says Nochosh is also Shem. But Shem, the distinguishing picture of Shem is Hanoel Zeke, so he says it doesn't make any difference what kind of Hanoel. If it's a sadistic Hanoel, so it's also Hanoel. And Nochosh has a sadistic pleasure in biting. So the male is higher than it's a chain. So according to Texas, he's higher than it's a regal. According to the Rashbo, he's higher than it's a chain. According to the Rambam, he's higher than it's a keren. He's higher than it's a keren. And then there is a machlokes between Texas and the Rambam. According to Texas, so except for Nochosh, all the other highest deities are only higher if the Hezek is done there a chile, and if it's done in accordance with its natural way of being, of devouring animals, but if it's done there a shiche, so there is not higher, and according to Rashi and the Rambam, so a real muadim afil b'shiche. Afil b'shiche. Oh.
Bava Kama Shir Ayin Aleph Yudches Iyar Hitov Shemem Gimel, May 1st, 1983 on
Sunday. So the ratio of the Mishneh obviously means a Chotran Izek, because he couldn't deal with Rishus Rabin. Rishus Rabin, there is no Chiyuv Hashem. And the Mishneh, the ratio of the Mishneh talks of the Chiyuv Hashem. So he deals with the Rishus Hayochi, the Chotran Izek. And then it says, Behemun Meshamedes Meshalim Kule, Avul Chotzi Nezek Meshal Emes. So in respect to Karen, is of the Mishnah that implies that he is only chayev to pay Chotzi Nezek. So that he couldn't accord with Rav Talvin. Man Rabbonu Neigam O Mishune Karen Chotzi Nezek Chotzi Nezek Meshal. Eime say, Sheira Mued V'Sheira Mazik V'Shus HaNizek. So Sheira Mazik V'Shus HaNizek means he's also paying in Nezek Shalom. Keren, Bishus HaNizek. The other, Asol Rav Taufen, the Mishun of Keren Chotra Nizek, and Mishalim, Shalom, Reish Rabbonon, the Seife, Rav Taufen. So the Gemara at first says, hey, the Omer Lishmuel Rav Yudah Shinene, Shvei Tvastis in Bisoa Basroi, Reish Rabbonon, the Seife, Rav Taufen. So we find sometimes in the Mishnah that the Reish of the Mishnah is accords with one Tanit, the Seife of the Mishnah accords with other. Rav Lezah Mishmei, the Rav Omer, Kula Rav Tal. So the Sefer we understand is why the Sefer says Shira Mazik B'Shus HaNizek. He's a Keren, B'Shus HaNizek, has to pay an Ezek Shalom. But the question is, what about Reishe? The Reishe says Hashem Meredes Leachel in B'Shus HaNizek, and then it says Beheino Eino Meredes. That means in the same Rishus it pays only Chotzin Ezek. So how can we apply the Reish and the Seife to save the same kind of Chotah? So Gemara says, yes, there is a way to apply it, the Reish and the Seife, to the same kind of Chotah. Now we have two Girses. Now the two Girses depend upon the two Girses that we learned just before Pesach. The Daf Yudalet Omudalet, at the end of the Omud. So there were two Girsoyes there. So here we also have two Girsoyes. Those Rishonim who reject the Girsa in our text, Daf Yudalet Omudalet, when the Gemara says, Rabbina Mishmei de Rovo Amar Kula Rav Tarfni, Umay Loi Lo Zeh Loi Lo Zeh Loi Lo Zeh Loi Lo Zeh Loi Pei Lo Zeh Lo Zeh Chav Lo Zeh Lo Zeh Lo Shvon Lo Gav Shein Havel Lo Chotra Mizek Lo Gav Keren Havel Lo Shus Rabi. So Rav Netam is Goris Loi Lo Zeh Loi Lo Zeh Lo Shvon, because Rav Netam Shite is that in the case of loy lo zeh ve loy lo zeh le peiris elo de chad lo zeh ve lo zeh le shvorim, then he's not chayev shem rei. That's Rav Netam Shite. So here too Rav Netam has to change the gears. It's not the question of changing the gears. They were different shvorim. Some shvorim had the gears that we have, and that's Rashi's gears, and that's the gears of the Rambam and the Rosh, and Tesis Rav Netam except the other girls. So here too. Now, Kula, so first let's go over the Gemara according to the girls that is now a text, which is the girls of Rashi, which is the Shita of the Rambam, which is the Shita of the Rosh, which is the Psak of the Tur, and the Mechaber, and the Ramo. That's in accordance with our girls, because neither the Rambam, nor the Rosh, nor the Tur, nor the Mechaber, nor the Ramo passed like Rav Netam. So let's go over the Gemara according to our Gemara. Kul Rav Tav, Rei She B'Chotzer Am Yechedes Li Peiret Le'echot Meh V'lo Zeh V'lo Zeh Li Shvorim Dil Gavi Shen Havel Yechotzer Am Yizek. So the Rei She that says that Karen pays only Chotzer Nezek, even according to Rav Tav, so the Rei She and the same thing have reference to the same kind of chotzer. In other words, so what does it say in the Reishe? That Karen pays a chotzer nezek. So in other words, it's not considered as a chotzer hanizek vis-a-vis Karen. But the Sefer says he pays nezek shorim shem. So it is considered a chotzer hanizek vis-a-vis shem. So Reishe the chotzer hamichedes lepeiris le'echot mehen ve'lozeh lishvor. Now let's say, so Shimon is a nizek, and Reuven is a mazik. So the Chotzer belongs to both insofar as Peiros are concerned. So both have the rishus to keep the Peiros free. Reishim Chotzer Mechaber Peiros Le'achod Me. I'm sorry. Reishim Chotzer Mechaber Peiros Le'achod Me. So only Shimen, the Nizek, has rishus to keep his Peiros. Lozev Lozev Lishvori. For the slip of the tongue when I said to the both of them. I mean, it was so Rishim Chotzer Mechaber Peiros Le'achod Me. So only the Nizek has rishus to keep his Peiros. The Mazik does not have the rishus. So vis-a-vis Peiros, whose rishus is it? It's the Nizek's rishus. Lozev Lozev Lishvori. Vis-a-vis Shvorim is the rishus of both. Dilgavishen have the Chotzer Nizek. So, as far as the Gabi Keren have a Rishus Rabin, that is not only in any Shaila, I mean, that is the Raposhu. Of course, the Gabi Keren have a Rishus Rabin, because by Keren, there is only a Ptur if the Sheir Anizeh comes into the Rishus of the Mazik, of the owner of the Sheir Mazik. So Mele, if it's Lozev Ishvori, so certainly the Mazik, so the Mazik could not say, two of your shoes off my boy, he belongs to both. So there is no doubt that it's a Chotzer Anize, that Gabi Keren is a Rishus Rabbi. That, there is no doubt in regard to that. But according to our Gilse, even though vis-a-vis Shvorim, so it is the Rishus of the Mazik also, still, Ligabish and the Regal, in view of the fact that it's only the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek in respect to Peiros, so it's considered Chotzer Nizek. So that's why the Sefer says, so Mimele, Ulgabi Keren, have a Rishus Rabbi. So that's why the Reisha says that it's Mishalim Chotzer Nizek, because vis-a-vis Keren it's not a Chotzer Nizek, and vis-a-vis Keren it's not Chotzer Mazik. You cannot say two of Rishus Boye, but vis-a-vis Shen, so it is considered Chotzer Nizek. Ugabi Keren have a Rishus Rabbi. Now, let's see before we proceed with the Gemara. Now, let's see what Teisves says, Daf Yudalet, and then we'll go over the Teisves here, Kul Rab Tarfi. Now, let's see. The Gemara says here, Daf Yudalet, at the bottom of the Omer. Rabbi Mishmei Rabbama, Kul Rab Tarfi. Kul Rab Tarfi. Umay Lo Yoseh Ve Lo Yoseh. Loi lozev loi lozev li peiros elo decha lozev lozev li shvor. That's Rashi's gyos. Dil gabi shen havu lechotra nize li gabi keren alo shis rab. So Rab Metam goris loi lozev loi lozev li shvor. Not loi lozev loi lozev li peiros elo decha elo decha loi lozev loi lozev li peiros elo decha lozev lozev li shvor. That, but his gay race, loy loze, veloy loze, lishvorim. In other words, it belongs to neither party. Neither the mazik has the shoes to keep his share there, nor the nizek. But vis-a-vis pay race, so it's the chotzer and nizek. So that's better. Because as far as Peiros is concerned, so is the Chotzer Nizek, is the exclusive rishus of the Chotzer Nizek. As far as Shvorim are concerned, no one has rishus. No one has rishus. So mainly it's considered Chotzer Nizek. There is no element of being the Chotzer Mazik also, because insofar as Shvorim, no one has rishus there. Insofar as Peiros, only the Nizek. So in other words, the Nizek, it's his, the Nizek, in respect to Peiros, and in respect to Shvorim, it's no one's. Neither the Nizek nor the Mazik. So mainly it's considered Chotzer Nizek. Mashuinke. So he says, Rabbitam Goris Luyozev Luyozev Lishvorim. The Gabi Shena, the Chotzer Nizek. She is in Peiros. Avo Gabi Shvorim. Havle kar mishes rabbi, kip shalo hilem, the shusli koneis, lo yasinot mishes kosem bisvorim, vilo zev lo zev lishvorim, din kein da bishen lo hoyo le lechoshei chotzer anizek, in the case of lo zev lishvorim, and is the exclusive reshus of the nizek with the peirei, shen shouldn't be mechuyet, because in as much as the gabi shvorim is the reshus of both, so we mele it's not considered chotzer anizek. Lo hoyo le lechoshei chotzer anizek. Kim shei reshish reshus lechol chad lechad lechachni som sherei, ki nimuchat oliyah. Alright. So this is what Rabbi Tam says. Now at that time I pointed out that was just the last year before Pesach. So I pointed out what the Mukiyeter said. Now it seems on the surface it seems to be a strong kashya against the Shita of Rashi, which is the Shita of the Beit and the Rambam, most of the Shem. So Rabbi Tam's kashya seems to be a strong kashya. How can all these Rishayim say that? How can all these Rishayim say loyozel peiris el dechat lozel mishvorim? So it's considered chotzer anizek. But how can it be considered chotzer anizek if the shira mazik has refused to go in there? It's his rishus. So why shouldn't the owner of the shira mazik tell chotzer anizek, well, you stop my shira from moving around in my chotzer? It's my chotzer just as yours. That seems to be a very strong kashya. So what does Mukiyesev say? Mukiyesev says that inasmuch as it is, it's only the nizek's reshus for peiros, and people, you know, are very prudent in their own affairs. So the mele the undan is that if it's is the nizek's reshus. Shimon is the nizek. Reuven is the mazik. So it's Shimon's reshus. It's exclusively the reshus of Shimon to keep the peiros therein. But it's the joint reshus of both to keep their shvorim therein. So mele, the assumption is that even though the two shufim, Reuven and Shimon, made an agreement that both can keep the shvorim, so what it means that Reuven can keep his share at the time when Shimon does not have his peiros. Let's say it's Shimon's reshus for peiros. That doesn't mean that 24 hours a day, so he keeps his peiros. There are certain times, maybe certain days, maybe certain hours when he keeps the peiros, but he doesn't have to keep his peiros. So he doesn't keep the peiros 24 hours a day. Some melee, the implicit understanding is between the parties that whenever Shimon keeps the peiros there, so then Reuven is not allowed to let the share. Reuven is allowed to let his share stay in that chotzer only when he knows that Shimon doesn't keep his peiros. But let's say, if he knows that every morning, let's say, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12, Shimon keeps his peiros, he wants it, you know, to be in the sun, I mean the peiros, whatever. If Reuven knows that certain hours in the day, Shimon keeps his peiros, and it's Shimon's exclusively shoes for peiros, so the understanding of the parties is that those hours, Reuven is not allowed to let his share be there. So the mele, Reuven Sheir, who ate up Shimon's peiros, had no issues, had no business being there. So that's why it's right. This is how the Mukiyesev explains this verse. Now, I mentioned after Pesach, when we went over the sugya, of Poro Shizikot Talis, Talis Shizikot Poro, in English it's Poro Vitalis, Vitalis Viporo, El Shomine Sodigomim. So I mentioned that from the Rosh, even though the Rosh also accepts the girls in our text of Loilozevi Peres El Dechat, Lozevi Lozevi Shvorim, but the Rosh doesn't agree with the Mukiyesis Pshat. that even though it's Losev Losev Lishvorim, but since it's the Peleis, it's only Lechad, it's only Shimon's exclusive Rishus for Peleis, so the understanding is that whenever Shimon has the Peleis therein, so then Reuven is not allowed to let his share come into the Chodim. The Rosh doesn't agree with that Svorim is. I mentioned that, and it is the Chazlish. I don't know whether I mentioned the Chazlish pointed out. I mean, you don't have to resort to the deal by Chazlish. But the Chazlish says that from the Rosh, the Rosh is Chelek under the Negeis. In other words, he agrees with the Girsa in our text, as you'll say, but he doesn't explain it the way the Negeis explains it. Because according to the Negeis explanation, so in final analysis, so even according to our Gersa, so we agree with Avnetam Svore that Lozev Lozev in Shvorim and the Chadli Peiris could not be considered a Chatzamite. But, in other words, even though it's Lozev Lozev in Shvorim, but Lozev Lozev, the agreement is, the presumed agreement is that only when Shimon doesn't keep his Peiris, but those hours when Shimon keeps his Peiris, then it's not Lozev Lozev in Shvorim. So that means that actually they agree with the Lomdes of Hamletav according to Megeizer. Except that he says it's not Lozev Lozev Lishvorim all the time. It's only certain times Lozev Lozev Lishvorim. Not those hours when the Peiris of Shimon are kept in the Chotzer. All right. But the Rosh doesn't now turn to the Rosh in the first paragraph of Ches. Shumzeh, we pointed it out after Pesach. Shumzeh oye yo dikesh. Tiyon, go to the Rabbon of Poro, shizik atal it, also in the Poro, 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 אלו לנזק, חוצר הנזק הוא וחייך, אינם אומרים שייצא. So, לואים, so he says, so the Rosh says it, לגבי רגונמי, כי ונדאי מייחדס לאיטלטלי. What is untaltly? Talents. But that's the same thing as parents. So I mean, it doesn't make any difference whether the Dover Anizek is a fruit or the Dover Anizek is a berry. So that's mitalkalim, that means that kindei mecheles lo mitalkal and nizek. So eine mecheles lishneim mepeiris, litalis, limtalkalim, elo de nizek. But, but it's mecheles lo zeva lezeli shvorim. So it's mamish. That situation. So he says, Chotrani zeku v'chayev. But in this case, according to Nukeyesev's Shite, that when Gemara mentions, that Peres v'chad and Lishvori ditavaye. So according to Nukeyesev, it means that it's Shvorim Ditavaye any time that the Nizek doesn't keep his Peres there. But any time that the Nizek keeps his Peres, or in this case, it's instead of Peres, the Tales, then the Mazik does not have the Rishus to keep there. So why? How does the Rosh explain the Aloche of a name in Tetsi Poro Bitalo Ditalo Diporo? So it's a Raya that according to the Rosh, when the Gemara says that lechad leperis and lozev lozev lishvorim, so it's considered chotzer hamizek even in the time when the talis is there, because here we are talking of the case when it occurred when the talis was there, and there is a mutual liability from the balasheya to the balatalis and from the talis to the balasheya. So that means that the Rosh is chelik and the Negeis. The Chazlish says it, and then I think that somebody before the Chazlish pointed it out, that the Rosh is chelik and and the gates. For anyway, so that's a right. Anyway, so we see that they are the Shem, you see, who are here in Kalabnetar and who accept the gears, who accept the gears of that we have in our text. Loiloze, veloiloze, lepeires el dechad, loze, veloze, lishvori, loze, veloze, lishvori, and they do not accept the longest of Mukiesek, that the reason is why it's considered for Tzranizek, because even though it was Zeruzel Ishvori, so it's only those hours when the Nizek does not keep his peres. No, the Rosh Hite is, he accepts this Yerseh, and even in the case when the Nizek has the talents, so even at that time, so he has the right to keep his share. He has the right to keep his share. So then the question arises against the Rosh, how can the Gemara say? The Gemara say that Lozev Lozev Ishvori and Lechad Leperis. So it's considered Chotzranizek. Why should it be considered Chotzranizek? After all, the reason is why the Shem Rebbe is part of the Shesarabi is not its exercise by Poradum. It's based upon his work. It's based upon a certain rationale. Because he's not negligent. Because if what would be the result if Shem Rebbe would be hired by Shesarabi? It would mean that that the owner of the poor would not be allowed to let the poor walk with the Rabbi unless he walks with it. In other words, it will mean that he will not even be able to function or to use the poor. And that the Torah does not expect an owner of a Sheva not to let the poor walk in the Rabbi. Why? Because maybe he'll step upon he'll eat up Peres. So let the pedestrians take care of their own property and let them not leave the Peiris in the Rosh Hashanah. In other words, he's in the Sakosu, but it's a Sakosu in the declaratory of a certain Svar, because he's not negligent. So when can we say that he's not negligent and he's not a Mishner and we're all together? That is the case of the Rosh Hashanah. Because if, let's say, the Aloha would be that he is Chayev, so it would mean that the owner would always have to follow up the poor. Mashenkin the case. Of repair is the heart. So that all it means is that it's the reshus of both lishvorim, but the burden is still upon the owner of the Sheya to go with the Sheya whenever true it was El Zer Mishwari. So the Nizek, Shimon cannot say to Ruben, you can't let my Chotz, your Sheya, enter my Chotz. No, Shimon can tell him, I let you, it's your issues to keep your Sheya, just as it's my issues, but you know it's my exclusive issues for Peres. So whenever you want your Sheya to spend some time in this joint chotzer of ours, for sure, you be with the Sheikh. And that we cannot say. So then he will not be able to function. Why? He has to let the Sheikh go into this joint issues by itself. So you see, if we say cases, Ramatam is Masik, and this Girseh, because Ramatam rejects the Sheikh of the Rif and the Rosh. And according to Ramatam, and the Amen Rayas, he's saying, Beyonce Sakosu, Upia, Bizyakhir, no swallows. So, Mele, since it's a Berek Zeres HaKosu, that it has to be Dabke Rishus Anize, so Mele, Rav Netam says, how can it be Chaye for Shem Rebo if it is the joint Rishus of the Nizek and the Mazik? After all, we are Mechayev him for the Maisa Hezik perpetrated by the Sheya. And it's the joint Rishus of the Mazik and the Nizek. So how can, and the Torah says, only the Rishus Anize. That's why Kabbalah rejects that Yosef. But if we say like the Rosh, so then there is no difficulty, involvement. Alright, now here the Gemara Daf Yudalet. Here the Gemara Daf Yudalet. So the Gemara said, Kashi Agode, the first big line Daf Yudalet on Dalet. Kitanya hi bechotzav yuchedes lozeh lozeh bimipires lishvor. Hayid Rav Yosef, bechotzav yuchedes lepeire, yisim yuchedes lishvor. Yilga bishay, nabu lechotzav anizek. Because they can name it on the to be the pindek, we can also do the big for shman. Mask for Rapsele, Jim, you have to pay this, been be of his daffy, like a Amalabaye, Jim, you have to show him so that I have to pay. Omele Rabach and Mr. Rabine, lame and Midnas Nisel in Plige, Amoroyan, Amoli Plige, Omele, Pindin Salima Plige, because she had Rapsele, Piruke da Baye Plige. So the more he has here two alternatives. In other words, there is a machlekes between. There is a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Lezer, whether Chotzer HaShutrim is Chayev or Chotzer HaShutrim is not Chayev. Now, according to the Girsa, Teisves mentioned that Yudgimu on base, that we learned just the last day before Pesach. So there are two Girsayas in the Gemara that you download on download. Now, it is important to refresh your memory, as to the two Girsayas that you download on download. When the Gemara says, Tone Rav Yosef, Chatzar HaShutrim Apundek Chayim Al Hashem Regel. Tim Yifted Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer says that Chatzar HaShutrim is Ota Al Hashem Regel. Omer Rav Lezer, Vitizbere Masnise Milo Pruye, Vatan Yavo Kol Yisui Rav Shimon Lo Zarina Vizok Mekol Shuri Shusun Nidek Ulu Mazik Chayim. Bichol, the Mazik Ulu Nizek Potom Mekol, Lozer Vo Lezer, Kin Chatzar HaShutrim. Kin Chatzar HaShutrim Vabiko Potom Ola Hashem Al Regel, Angichel Al Givol, Anshichel Al Mitzel, Al Bite Tam Shalom Chatzar Nedek, Muit Mishalom Nedek Sholem, that as far as Shvorim is concerned, so it's only the Rishus of the, so it's only the Rishus, as the Gemara says, that it's the joint Rishus of both Likav Peiros, and it's the exclusive Rishus, of the Nizek Ligabi Shvorim. So when you have the Peiros will be Shvorim, it's the joint Rishus of both Ligabi Peiros, but not Ligabi Shvorim. Kidimucha Bisufasuke, the Pliga Bikushi the Rabzeiro Peruke the Abai. So it is the Machlekes. So in other words, Rav Chisda who says Chotzer HaShutrim Chayev, he has reference to the Chotzer HaShutrim, that is the joint Rishus, the joint Rishus of the Mazik and the Nizek Ligabi Peiros, but is the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek Ligabi Shvorim. So Rav Chisda says is Chayev, and Rav Chisda agrees with the Lomdes of Abaye. What does Abaye say? Kim de Nicheles Lishvorim, so the Achat Chinebei. In other words, even though in respect to Peiros, it's the joint Rishus of both, but in respect to Shvorim, so it's only the Nizek Rishus. So it's only Nizek Rishus. So the Peiros, since the Mazik Sheya does not have the right of Rishus to stay in that Chotzer, so the Peiros is Chayev. It's a view of the Acher, that's what Abaye says, and that's Rav Chisda, and Rav Elezer agrees with the long days of Rav Zeire, and he says, what did Rav Zeire say? כי מס פרזיר, כי מייחדס לתירס, הובים בזדה ביה, בזדה אחר, ולכה, what kind of a חוצרה מיזק is it? In so far as tires are concerned, so it belongs to both. Both are allowed to keep it. So this is what he says. מייחדס לתירס, דחי גימו עמוד בייס. תחלס לתירס לישבור, כי מוכה בסיפה סוגי, לפריגה ביקוש של רבזיר ופירוק אל הבאי, ופי זה הוא יוכל רפתית לו לפורש המשנה, כי הוא שפורש המרזה, ויפורש רשנה מזיק, ומאזין מייחדס לתירס די דרף פריז די פוטה ביגסן מיט קאמו נומל אחר פרזה ביטיסבר מאסניס מי לוי פליג סו אקורדינג טו דט שיטה ווי האב טו ביגייריס אה דט די שיטה אקורדינג טו די גיוס אב ביטיסבר מאסניס מי לוי פליג דט די גיוס אב דט ווי האב מאסניס מי לוי פליג ומי ומסבורם ביגסן קאמו ביטיסבר מאסניס מי פליג ווי זיי גסן נו נאו קיטאן יא היב חול זיי מיט די רבלזה ווי צול קוימע די פליג מי חדס לטיירס ווי שוואן so in other words so when the blazer says that he is poter so the blazer himself who says chatzarashutvi is poter so he has reference so he is so and the blazer agrees with the price of the base so the blazer is made it that that in the case of a chotza miyachedes lepeves and miyachedes lishvorem then he's chayim so when does Rav Lezer say that he's poter only miyachedes lepeves who lishvorem and Rav Chisda is chayim kan Rav Lezer he holds that even miyachedes lepeves will lishvorem he is also chayim now he can cool up down in the thesis hochanami galsinon so what is the gilsi here rein she mi khotam lekhanek le kenes le yachad mem vi lo ze vol ze lo ishvori vi ga bishen avo le khotzer ani ze so this what he is here is the way rab tam is here is and afi dalet not rein she bi khotzer bi khotzer hab yechedes le yachad le hem peiris vi lo yo ze lo ishvori not lo ze vol ze lo ishvori but lo yo ze lo yo ze lo ishvori why because rab tam is it also in the case of Chotzer Michalis Lepeves Leachodem Vilozevelozev Lishvorim in view of the fact that it's the joint reshus for Shvorim of both so what kind of a Chotzer Anizik is it? What kind of a Chotzer Anizik is it? Teime, Dimashma, Holy Shneim Lepeves, his potter now, if we are Geres Reishe Bichotzer Hamichedes Leachodem Lepeves that it's the exclusive reshus of Shimon the Mizek in regard to Peres and it's no one has the shoes to keep shvorim, neither the mizek nor the mazik. So shem v'regel is chayim. So, and since it mentions davke chotzer amicheles leachot men lepeireis v'loy lozeh v'loy lozeh lishvorim teime dimashma holy shneim lepeireis is poter. Holy shneim lepeireis is poter. In other words, only when it's loy lozeh v'loy lozeh lishvorim Lewis ever will be shvorim, and Yechedes lechem on lepeiris. But suppose it's lishneim lepeiris, and Lewis ever will be shvorim. So then, he's potter because in the Gemara had held that even in the case of Lewis ever will be shvorim and lishneim lepeiris, he is also chayim. That would be a bigger chiddush because then the case of Yechedes lechem on lepeiris, because Yechedes lechem on lepeiris means that in regard to parents is the exclusive reshus of the mizik. So it partakes more of the nature of the reshus of the mizik, because in regard to parents, it's exclusively the reshus of the mizik. But only in regard to shvorim, it's the reshus of neither. But if the shittas agmore had been that even in the case where it's miyuchat lishneim with parents, and lo yozev lo yozev lishvorim, it's also higher, that would be a bigger chiddush. So then the Gemara could say, kol rav tav mei reishe b'miyuchedes lishneim lepeireis v'loy lozeh v'loy lozeh lishvorim. Since the Gemara doesn't mention the bigger chiddush, and the Gemara only says reishe b'chotzer miyuchedes lepeireis l'yachad men v'lozeh lozeh lishvorim, so it does implies that in the case of chotzer miyuchedes lishneim lepeireis v'loy lozeh v'loy lozeh lishvorim, so there is no element of exclusively the Rishus HaMizek, because insofar as Peres is the Rishus of both, insofar as Shvorim is concerned is the Rishus of Haida. So what kind of an element of Rishus HaMizek is involved? So in that case he would be Potter. So anyway, so So according to this Geras and Gemara, we can deduce that in the case of Repairis Lishneyen, Veloivos and Veloizal Ishwarim, there is no element of Rishus HaNizek, of exclusively Rishus HaNizek, whether we got Peres or we got Ishwarim, so there is no element of exclusively Rishus HaNizek in regard to anything. So then it's not a Chatzchanizek. Is him came tifshit mihoche the pliga bikushe the rabzeiro in Peru ke da baye ulil hashas misupe. The Gemara has two alternatives. The one alternative is that perhaps there is no machlekes between between Rav Zeire and between Rav Chisde and Rav Elezer. In other words, that Rav Chisde is reference to the case. Rav Chisde is reference to the case of Bichotzeav Yecheres Lepiret, Yecheres Lishvorit. And Rav Elezer is reference to the case Bichotzeav Yecheres Lozev Lozev, Beili Peiret, Beili Shvorit. That's one Lashon. Another Lashon is no. That there is a machlokes, and that both Rav Chisde and Rav Elezer have referenced the case of Mechotzer Yecheres Lepiret, Beili Yecheres Lishvorit. And Rav Chisde is mechayev in such case, and Rav Elezer patters in such case. Now, according to this, this is the more, so it's mashma that in the case of Yecheres Lishnei Lepiret and Loi Mosev Elezer Lishvorit, then is potter, why? Because there isn't even one element of being exclusively the issues of the Nizek, because insofar as Peres are concerned, so it's the issues of both. Insofar as Shvorim are concerned, it's the issues of neither. So in view of the fact that it does not have an element of exclusively being in the issues of the Nizek in regard to anything, whether Peres or Shvorim, so then it's not Chatzar HaNizek. So mele, it should follow that the Pliga Bikushi de Rabzeinu will peruke de Abaye, will peruke de Abaye, will you ashas the subject, will you swore in the gas that this is, will you swore in the gas Lozevi Lozevi Shvorim, that's our deal, say, Kashif, the Tifshe, the Pliga. Now, if we are there as the way it's now attempts, Reishe Bechotzer Am Yechedes Lepeireis Lechotmen, the Lozevi Lozevi Shvorim. So that means that it's the exclusive issues of the Nizek in regard to Peres, but it's the joint issues of both the Mazik and the Nizek in regard to Shvorim. So the Mele, so then it would imply Kash Nifre, the Tifshi, the Loi Pliga, the Yecheres Lishnei and the Peres. There the Gemara has a sophic as to whether Rav Chisde and Rav Elezer are chilek in the case. Well, Yechedes Lishneyem Lepeireis, Yechedes Lishneyem Lepeireis, whether they are chilek, so because there is one Lashon that Rav Chisde and Rav Elezer are not chilek, but that Rav Chisde has reference to the case of Yechedes Lishneyem Lepeireis, and only Lishvorim, it's the exclusive issues of the Nizek. And Rav Elezer has reference to the case. So Rav Chisde and Rav Elezer has, when he says Potter, has reference to the case of Yechedes Lishneyem Lepeireis or Lishvorim. So, but according to this Girse, so it is, there is a raya, Kashi Yifre, the Tifshe, the Repliga, the Mechedes, the Shneyam, the Peirej, the Choshit, the Chotzeranize, Arokishi, Yish, Rishus, the Mazik, and the Yachshom Shere. So from this Gemara it appears that in the case of Chotzeran Yechedes, the Peirej, the Echodmen, Vilozel, Ishvor, so then Rablezer, it's Rablezer, Rebelozo Mishmei de Rava. So it's the same Rebelozo, the Ameire, who is Chelik and Rav Chisde, is the same Ameire. And here, according to this Girsa in the Gemara, Rebelozo spells it out explicitly that Reishe Bechotzer Rav Yechedes Lepeires Lechadmen Lezer Lezer Lishvorim. So if it is the joint Rishus, Ligabi Shvorim of both, and Ligabi Peires, it's only of one, so then, it is, so then, So then the Mishnah says, according to Rav Lezer, that it is chotranizik. So in Meile, we should be patient. The tif shade only pliga mecheres lishneim lepeleis. The choshet lechotranizik. Now here the Gemara is discussing what case where it's mecheres lepeleis lechem man. The lozel lozel ishvori. Then the Gemara discusses a different case where it's mecheres lishneim lepeleis. It's just the reverse of the case here. Here the Gemara is saying, Rav Lezer is saying that in the case where the chotzer is the exclusive reshus of the nizek ligabi parents and the joint reshus ligabi shvorim, so it is a chotzer nizek. There the Gemara discusses the reverse case where it is the joint reshus of the Gabi Peres and the exclusive issues of the musical Gabi Shwan. But Teisa says there is a Kalachim of Lajim. He says, Kashi Yifre, the Tipshit, the Loipligam Mechadis Lishneim Peres, the Choshim Lechotzer Amizek, the Loipligam Mechadis Lishneim Peres, the Choshim Lechotzer Amizek, Aval Pi Sheyesh, Rishus Limazik Laniach Shom Sheyesh. So, in other words, here, the Blazer says, in the case of Lezer Lezer Lishvor, so, even though the Mazik has the issues to keep his share there, keep his share there, but in view of the fact that we pay race, it's only the issues of one of the Nizek, so Mimele, it's considered a Chotzer HaNizek, Kosh, so it's a Kalacheima, Kosh in the Heiched in Mecheres Lishvorim Klal, Yechotchev Chotzer HaNizek, Va'avol Pish in Mecheres Lishneim Lepetz. It's a Kosh. So the Beir Agro, in the Shemishpe, he says, that Koshni is a Kalachema Pichet, it doesn't, the logic doesn't follow. Teisa says, that according to this Yosef and Gemara, so the Blazer is saying in so many words, that in the case of Chotzer, that is the exclusive reshus of the Nizek Ligabi Peres, and the joint reshus Ligabi Shvor, is considered the Chotzer HaNizek. So, certainly, when it's the reverse, when it is Chotzer HaMiuchedes Lishvorim to the Nizek, and it's Lozeru Lozeru Peleis, so it certainly should be considered. Now, so he says, the Gros says, Kalachim HaKriche, where's the logic? But what is involved here? Now, so, I mean, we understand very well what the Bir Agro says, because according to the Bir Agro, here the Blazer spells out explicitly that Chotzer HaMiuchedes, Lipiris Leachotnech, Vilozeh Vilozeh Lishvorim, is considered the Chotzer HaMizek. Why is it considered the Chotzer HaMizek? Because in this case, where it's Mirchedes Lipiris Lechonman, so Lipiris Lechonman, even though it's Lozeru Lozeru Lishvorim, so then he is negligent. You see, the Mukiyesev says that in the case of Chotzer Mirchedes Lipiris Lechonman, Lozeru Lozeru Lishvorim, so then the implied understanding between the parties is that even though generally it's Lozeru Lozeru Lishvorim, but not those hours when the Nizek keeps his parents. So the Rosh is Chayav. So of course, if we say like Mukiyesev, so then it's very simple. But the Rosh is Chayav. So the Rosh holds that Chotzer HaMiuchedes Lipiris Lechem Lozeru Lozeru Lishvorim is considered Chotzer HaNizek, even though the Mazik Ube has the right to keep his share all the time, even those hours when the Nizek keeps his parents. Because as long as it wasn't stipulated, we don't say there's an Umdene. We don't say there's an Umdene. That's the Shita of the Rosh. But one thing is clear, even according to the Rosh, that in the case of the Chotzer HaMiuchedes Lipiris Lechem, it's the exclusive reshus with the parents of Nizek, and Lozeru Lozeru Lishvorim is the joint reshus of women and Shimon Ligabi Shvorim. Now, according to the Rif and the Rosh, Pshat in the Gzeras HaKosov of Ubiyah Bizdiachir, so it's declaratory of a certain concept Why Bia Bisdeachia? Because it's just a rabbi not. Because it's a rabbi is not negligent, because the Torah doesn't require an owner of a Sheir to be tied up to the Sheir and keep on following up the Sheir 24 hours a day. The Torah does not expect the owner of a Sheir to exercise that kind of care. That kind of care. So mainly he's not negligent. That's in the case of Mishus Rabbi Mamish. But in the case of Chotzer HaMichedes Leperis Le'echon Meh Le'ezel Ishwarim, even according to the Rosh, who is Chilek, needless to mention according to the Lomdes and the Ge'ezel. So of course we understand that. We understand that. But even according to the Rosh, even according to the Rosh, who is really kind of love this and gaze. So in other words, the Rosh holds, inasmuch as the parties, Fulham and Shimon, did not stipulate that those hours where Shimon keeps the parents therein, so Reuven is not allowed to let the Sheir be there. But one thing is clear, Reuven cannot say, I am not expected by the Torah to watch my Sheir that it shouldn't eat Shimon's parents, in view of the fact that I have title to the Chotzer to keep my Sheir. But since Shimon has the exclusive title in the Chotzer in regard to parents, so then Shimon can say, what do you mean? You will. Of course, I cannot stop, I cannot stop you from letting your Sheir go into my Chotzer, because it's you have title in the Chotzer too. But one thing I can expect of you, that whenever your Sheir goes into my Chotzer, true, you have title, but I have exclusive title in regard to Peleis. So it's your burden to follow your Sheir whenever he decides to go into my Chotzer, because you owe it to me. It's my, I have exclusive title in that Chotzer in regard to Peleis. So the Sheir HaMazik, the owner of the Sheir HaMazik, Reuven, is certainly negligent. You see, so we can understand it, even according to the Roshi, who is chelik and the lomdes on Geizel. Now, Mashenke, so Teitze says, Kashi Yifre, Vitiv, Shilu, Tzid, Michez, Vishnei, Mepeved, Choshof, Sanid, Kalob, Shire, Shus, Nimaz, Pani, Yashom, Shire, Kol, Shnei, Chedin, Yichedes, Lishvor, in Klau, Choshif, Chotzer, Amizeh. So in the case where it's not in your head. Vava pishin yichedes l'shneim l'peiris. So in the case where neither party has the right to keep Sheir, so it's certainly chotzer hamize. It's certainly chotzer hamize. Ava pishin yichedes l'shneim l'peiris. So in that case, he's not negligent, because in the case, why does Teisa say, Kosh Nehechadei Yecheles Lishvorim Klau, Kosh Kotzanizek, if he says Yecheles Lishvorim Klau, it means it's neither the Rishus of Reuven, nor the Rishus of Shimon. So no the Rishus of Shimon. So how can Shimon say to Reuven, you owe a duty of care to walk with your Sheir whenever it comes into the Chotzer that is Yuchad Mishnei Al-Peiris. After all, it's, as far as Shvorim is concerned, it's like it's neither the Rishus of Reuven nor the Rishus of Shimon. So how can Reuven owe a duty of Shmire toward Shimon when it's not even his Rishus Ligabi Shvorim? So that's why the Chos says, Kalvachim Apriri! It doesn't necessarily follow. But why does Rav Netan, that's Rav Netan, why does he say that it necessarily follows? The answer is, as we said last time, Rav Netan is chilik on the sheet of the roof and the rosh, that the Gzeres HaKosov will be up is the achir, he just the bir Gzeres HaKosov, no smores. So if it's a bir Gzeres HaKosov, that it has to be Rishus HaNizek, then it makes good sense what Rav Netan says. So since according to this Gilsa, it follows that in the case that So again, it's Lishikasa. But I put it here because it's Latina today, so we will be here. And we should, on Tuesday, we should finish the period.
Shir Ayin Beis and Baba Kama Chaf Ir Hitov Shemem Gimel, May 3rd, 1983, on Tuesday.
So, I felt that everybody here was in the rush, so I was also in the rush. Anyway, so I don't know whether I made myself clear. It's a very complicated thesis. Cool of power. So we went over the Sugya that you dwell in the Tugya service, and we went over briefly the cases that you do on the days, as Rashut Nechayim Hashem Elohim. It's a very complicated meaning, very confusing, very confusing. Now, but I'll go over again, briefly. So, the Gemara says that Kubar of Tav, Reishe, the Chotra Mechayim is the Peres, Reachod Mech, Bilozeh, Bilozeh, Mishvot, Gabi Shein Havu Lechotra Nizek, Gabi Keren Havu Lechotra. So the same verse that we have here in our Gemara, so we have it in our text, also that we download on the download at the end of the Omen. Rabbi Nishmin Drogo Makur of Tau, who my will was ever will was there, will was ever will was there, 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 Gabi Shein Havu Lechotra Nizek, Gabi Keren Havu Lechotra. So this verse rejects that verse. And on the top we go is no Yosef and no Yosef Mishwam. We got the Shem have a Chotzer HaMizek Shiri Peretz. Abo Gabi Shvorim have the Kerem Vesh Yisaradim Kibu Shem Ohio Lem Vishus Mikonis. Kibu Shem Ohio Lem Vishus Mikonis. So he rejects this Yosef. We got Sinok Moish Yikosu Bishvorim and Yosef Yosef Mishwam. Yim Kim Gabi Shem Ohio Lem Yochoshi Chotzer HaMizek Kibu Shem Yesh Yosef Vishus Lechol Chad Lechad 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 But the gilse that we have is the gilse of most Moshe. That's the sheet of the Rosh, of the Kriyense, of the Rambam, of the Rambam, of the Reed. But Rabbi Tam rejects the gilse, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the gilse we have, not like Rabbi Tam's gilse. Now, in regard to this discussion, how can the Gemara say that you Dalet on Dalet, and that Tezayim on Dalet, that a Hedes Lipiris Lechodne, Vilozel Ishwari. So Shem Regu is Hayat. Why should Shem Regu be Hayat if it's Lozel Ishwari? So it is the joint reshus for Shvorim, for Ruben, he's the Mazik, and Shimon the Nizek. So that means that Ruben Sheir had the right, had reshus to enter this Chotzer. It's the joint reshus of both. So he was not a Pishaya only yet. He was not a Pishaya only yet. Why should he be hired? That's the reason as why Tayswes, Dapidalabdalev, and Tayswes, here that the Zayrabdalev rejected Yosef. And Tayswes is here in both places that Loyozev, Lipiris, and the Had, Viloyozev, Ishwam. In other words, as far as Shwam is concerned, so neither will be the Mazik. No, Shimon the Nizek has a right to keep his share there. So the Shea, Ruben Shea, who entered that Chotzer is a trespasser. I mean, he trespassed Sholei Bashus. So, but it's the Peres the Chav. So the Mele, since it belongs to the Nizek, to Shimon, in regard to Peres, so Mele is Rishus HaNizek. But he's certainly a Pesheya, because it's Lulazeh, Lulazeh. Masha'im came according to the Gilse, we have. So it's Lulazeh, Lulazeh, Lishwal. So it's not a Pesheya. So the Kiyasev gives the Teretz, that even though it's Lulazeh, Lulazeh, Lishwal, but the implicit, the presumed understanding between the parties is that there is a silent understanding between the parties that in view of the fact that both have the right to keep their shvor therein, and only Shimon has the right to keep his sheir, So Shimon certainly does not approve of Reuven bringing his share of the ring when he has his parents there, because it wouldn't be right. So even though they didn't stipulate, so that's the presumed understanding. This is what the case says. But then we saw that from the Rosh in the sugya so the question, in the minimum principle of the Talmud, Talmud is the Poro, and the Shomim is the Yomim. So the Hikis says, so the Talmud is the Hikis, how can we visualize that both the ages took place in the same place? So the Rosh mentions an arrangement. How is it possible that both the ages? So the Rosh says, So it's like the Gilsay, our Gilsay in the Gemara, Rashi's Gilsay, in the Gemara, that Lozev Lozev Lishmori and the parents, or here is the Talis, is the parents. So, Lechav, to the Lechav. So we got the human share much of our Torah, which is my boy, the Chesed Lishmoni. But I do have a name, keeping the Chesed Tal for Nizek, Chotzer Nizek with the Chayim. And here we cannot say in the Rosh what Mukiesef says, that when he has his parents, then he's not allowed to keep his share. He's not allowed to keep his share. So then we cannot apply this Gemara of an even teaching for the Talis according to Mukiesef. So it's a riot from this Rosh that the Rosh is chelik amikis. The Chazanish mentioned the riot, and the others who mentioned the riot, that the Rosh is chelik amikis. Anyway, so that means according to the Rosh, so even in the case of Lozev Lozev Lishvot and Lepiris all the heart to the Nizek, so it's considered Chotz Amizek Shem Regu is chayet, not because the silent understanding between the parties is that when Shimon has the Peres, so then Reuven has no right to let his share go in there. Because according to the Rosh, he has a right because if the Rosh Shite had been like the Nukiyes of Shite, that when Shimon has the Peres, so then Reuven has no right to let his share go there. So the Melech, in the case of Porosh Hezik Atalos, Atalos Hezik Aporo. So in the time, in the hours, when Shimon has the Talis in the Chotzer, so Reuven is not allowed to let his Poro come in there. So why is the Chayev? So to Abishus my boy. So it's a Chayev from this Rosh that he is Chayev Kalimadiyezer. And according to the Rosh, so in the case of Lozev Lozev Lishmori and the Loi Lozev Loi Lozev Lipiri is all the heart, so then it has a dinner of Chotzer HaNizek, in spite of the fact that Reuven has the right to let his share come in there all the time, even during those hours that Shimon keeps his payers there. All right. So we have to understand that. So what is the shite of all the shaming where the deal said? So the answer is very simple. Because true, he has the right to keep his share. But that does not mean that he's not negligent. He has the right to keep his share, but he's expected to exercise care of the share. He still has a right, since it's his chotzer to keep the shvorim therein, so maybe he has the right to keep his share all the time. Even when Shimon has his payers there, but it's the burden of Reuven that when he wants his share to be in the chotzer, where Shimon has the right to keep his payers, that he should follow the share and make sure that the share doesn't eat up the payers of Shimon. So the male is negligent. That's why it's considered chotzer. I am just repeating that again. I mean, I mentioned it already several times. Now, so now back to this thesis. So, Kulaptavni. So thesis says, Hochenami da sinon du yechede es leachot nem lepeles. Viloi moze viloi vloi shlo. That's from the Talmud Shittos. Thesis in Shittos. That we are not gayness, lozeb lozeb lishvon. But loy lozeb loy lozeb lishvon. So, and the Yechedes Leachot Nemo Peles, on the Nizek, is the Nizek's right to keep the Peles. So then it's Chosar HaNizek. Who is saying that? Rebbe Lozor. Rebbe Lozor is the same Ameire. Rebbe Lozor is the same Ameire who is Chilik HaRab Chizde. Who is Chilik HaRab Chizde. In regard to Chosar HaShutim. So Rabbi Chizde said, Chosar HaShutim Chayat Shem Rebbe. And Rebbe Lozor, the Ameire says, Chosar HaShutim is Potar Shem Rebbe. And then the Gemara, Dafi Dalet Ben Dalet, so the Gemara says, Maski for Rabzele, how does, because now according, so how do you say that, how do you say that, in other words, Gemara says there, Ayid Rav Yeise, Bechotza Miyachedes Lepeires, Ve'ed Miyachedes Lishwari, where it belongs, to Reuben and to Shimon, to the Mazik and the Nizik and without the Peres, but as far as keeping Shvorim very, so it belongs only to the Nizik. So the Mazik has no right. Vitra Misher, Hab Lechotzer HaNizik. So the more Omale Rav Zmask or Rav Zeyre, Kivim Mecheles LePeres, Hoblimam Biyov is the Acher Leke. So why does this price say, and this is what Rav Chizde says, that in Chotza Mecheles LePeres, where it belongs in regard to Peres to both the Mazik and the Nizek, and in regard to Shvorim is the exclusive Mishus of the Nizek. So his Chayim Shem Rego, so Rav Zeyre asked, why should the Chayim Shem Rego, since it belongs, is the joint Mishus of both in regard to Peres, so it's not Biyav is the Acher, Amalei, Abayik, in Mecheles Mishvorim, so the Acher can be. So in other words, so there is a Machlokes between Rav Zeyre. And Abaye is a sode that is miyuchet to both for Peres. It's the joint reshus of the Mazik and the Nizek for Peres. And it's the exclusive reshus of the Nizek for Shmor. So according to Rav Chizde, in view of the fact that it's not the exclusive reshus of the Nizek for Peres, so in Mele, it is not Biyav is the Acher. So it should be put. And according to Abaye, and they come to Rav Chizde, so it is hard. Omalei Rav Achen, Vidito Rabine, Oeve Masnita Le Plige, Amoroi Namo Le Plige, Omalei, Vintin Zolim Al Plige, Bikushye de Rav Zeyre, Uferuke Da Bayi Plige. So that two machines in the Gemara. Whether Rav Chizde and Rav Lozo are relate in the machlekes between Rav Zeyre and Abaye, so Rav Chizde agrees with Abaye. In other words, in the machlekes, is in regard to the case of Yechedes LePeres and Yechedes LeShvorim, where the Chotzer is the joint reshus of the Mazik and the Mizek in regard to Peres, but is the exclusive reshus of the Mizek in regard to Shvorim. So what does Abaye say? That it's considered to be a Bizdeacher, because in regard to Peres, in regard to Shvorim, it's the exclusive reshus of the Mizek. So it is a Biyav Bizdeacher. And what does, so that's what Abaye says. So Meile Rav Chizde agrees with him. That's why Rav Chizde says, Chot Rashut Yechayim, and Rav Chizde has reference to the case of Yechedes LePeres, Leim Yechedes LeShvorim. And what does Rav Zeyre say? Rav Zeyre asks, no, Hobino Mizdeachim Lekeh. So Rav Zeyre agrees with Rebbe Lozor. So that's one Lashon Gemara. That the Machlokes, there is a Machlokes between Rav Chizde and Rebbe Lozor. And the machlekes is in the case of Yechedes LePeres and Yechedes LeShvorim. In the case of where it's Yechedes LePeres really Shvorim, so even Rav Chizde is made that it's potter, because then it's like Rishus HaRabim. But in the case of Yechedes LePeres, where it's the joint Rishus of both, in regard to Peres. But then Yechedes LeShvorim is the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek in regard to Shvorim. So then Reb Lezer says, in such a case he is potter, like Rav Zeyre, who be on Bizach Elek, in as much as in regard to Peres is the joint Rishus of both. And Rav Chizde says, like Abaye, in view of the fact that is the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek, in Gati Shlomi, so the Mele, it is a Bia Bizdeha. That's one Roshan. The other Roshan in the Gemara is that there is no Machlekes, but Maro Bachodeh, or Maro Bachodeh, or Pligeh. Rapkizeh, when he says, Chot Rashi Tum Chayeh, so Rapkizeh is reference to the case, of the Chot Zaram Yechadis Lepeyes, Veinu Yechadis Lepeyes. So in as much as in the Gati Shlomi is the exclusive issues of the Mizek, so it's Chot Zaram Mizek. Rebbe Lezer, I will agree with Rapkizeh in the case, of Chotzah Mechadis Lepeyes and Mechadis Lepeyes. But when Rebbe Lezer says Potea, Chotzah Potea, he has referenced another case, to the case of Mechadis Lepeyes, Lepeyes, Uli Shlomi. So in that case, is Potea, and Rapkizeh also be made in that case that is Potea. So according to one motion, there is a machlokes between Rapkizeh and Rebbe Lezer in regard to the case of Mechadis Lepeyes, Veinom Yechedes Lishvori, Veinom Yechedes Lepeyes, Veinom Yechedes Lishvori. So Rav Chizkiya says Chayev, and Rav Lezer says Potea. According to the other alternate Shite in the Gemara, there is no Machlokes, but Rav Chizkiya is reference to the case of Yechedes Lepeyes, Veinom Yechedes Lishvori, and Rav Lezer has reference to the case of Yechedes Lepeyes, Veinom Lishvori. All right. So now the case says, how can I be in the Chedis Lechon and the Pereis, the way you say, the way you say, the Shvon? Take, the Mash Mahol, the Shneim, the Pereis Potter. Because the Gemara says that the Mishneh that says that his Chayim on Shemarai has reference to the case where it's Yuchad and Pereis Lechon meant to the Nizek, the exclusive issues of the Nizek with Pereis. And tonight that are the Shvorim, why doesn't the Gemara mention it in Yachidesh? Bechotzea, ha-myuchedes, lo-zeh ve-lo-zeh le-peres, ve-loi lo-zeh, ve-loi lo-zeh le-shvorim. So the implication is, only in the case of Chotzea ha-myuchedes le-peres le-echot, if it is the exclusive reshus of the Nizek regarding peres. And loi lo-zeh ve-lo-zeh le-shvorim, then it's Chotzea ha-myuchedes, because it's exclusive to the shoes of the Nizek without the parents. Mashaik in the case where it's the joint shoes of the Mazik and the Nizek without the parents. Loi wazel, loi wazel ishvorim, then it's not a Chotzer HaNizek. Because there is no aspect of exclusive jurisdiction by the Nizek. That's how it's Mashmah of the Lord. So the Melech, so that means, so the Gemara here is implying that in the, that when does the Melech, and it's Rebbe Lezer Damere, the same Rebbe Lezer who is involved in the Machlekes with Rav Chizkiya, the same Amir. So the Gemara is saying here, Rebbe Lezer is saying here, in effect, that only in the case of Mechedes Le'echad Men Lepeyes, then he is Chay. But Mechedes Lishneim Lepeyes, he is Potter. We can't get that Mechedes Lishneim Lepeyes, even though it's loyos and the loyos and the shmorim, so then he's put out. So the melee.